Blog Talk Radio.
Topic today is, this is for my girlfriend, man. We've been talking about, excuse me, I got to get my OGT on, hold on. There it is, I feel better. We've been talking about friendship all week, y'all. And on this show, I want to do a special topic. This is for my girlfriend. We definitely want to give a shout out to all the besties, all the BBFs, all my down chicks, all the chicks that ride with you, and not even just chicks, males too, but this show, it's for the girlfriends. We get our spiritual feeding on each and every day. And it's double trouble today because not only are you getting two times the diva, you're getting the spiritual feeding this morning, and later on tonight we're going to have Frontline Fridays where it's real talk, real music, real people each and every day. I definitely want to give a shout-out to the 860 tuning in, the 973, the 732, the 52, the 253, and the 525 checking in. I definitely want to give much deeper shout out and love to y'all. And I want to definitely give some shout out to my Twitter love. It's crazy how Twitter, and, you know, I was one like, I'm a grown woman. I'm not going to do Twitter, but I stayed corrected. So I want to give a shout out to Gregory McJackson, Pretty Lady Eck, Purely Unique, Future Guru 100, Genius, Black Cole 08, who else we got here? Poochie760, Raw Shoes Blog, the boy Lucky One, Monster, Miss Red T, definitely Miss Katrina Lynn. Shout out Diva. Want to give a shout out to Hot 16 Gets Off. And I'm going to shout out a few more people in a minute. I'm also on a live chat, y'all. So y'all can get on a live chat and shout out your besties and shout out anybody you want to shout out. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpots, ENT, and you can get your blast off of there. I want to open up the show and say thank you, Lord, for another day of blessing me and continue to take care of me, waking me up this morning and in the midnight hour when I was sleeping, being my intercessor and fighting off any weapons that was trying to be formed towards me while I was sleeping. Lord, you are definitely my BFF, and I give nothing but praises to you. We're going to go ahead and open up the line early because people want to get it in. Let's open up the line to the 860. So it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We getting the spiritual feeding. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, my name is James Lowe. I'm calling from Hartford, Connecticut. Ebony Benson, my cousin, she just moved out that way, so I was giving a shout-out to her.
How you doing, cuz? I'm so glad that you called in. Yo, cuz, big shout-out to you, man. I got to give you a round of applause for calling in to my show and just showing me some love.
You know,
I'm so thankful.
You know, Carlos, how you doing now?
Oh, I'm definitely doing fine. We're about to get this spiritual feeding on this morning, so I'm about to go ahead and get into a word because this is what I do Monday through Friday. I get up early. It's 9 a.m. on the West Coast, and it's 12 p.m. on the East Coast, and we get in that 1 hour of spiritual feeding in. And all week I've been talking about friendship. So many times we say people are our friends, and, you know, that's my homegirl, my homeboy, but it's not until the storms of life roll in that you realize it's every man for themselves. And the only friend or best friend that you have is Jesus and God himself. You agree with me on that, cuz?
Yes, babe, I believe you. I agree with you. I mean,
shall we
listen to the show?
Well, no problem. I definitely thank you for calling in. Let's go ahead and get into this word, y'all. For those who are just tuning in, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT with your host, Diva Mary Kay. And we're about to get into this word. We've been talking about friendship all week. And today is November the 19th. Yeah, 19th, Friday, 2010, and we're about to talk about that's my girl, and this scripture is going to come from Proverbs 17:17. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. It says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Again, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know, I have to say, that's my girl right there. You often tell people that. You know, just those three simple words express your feelings for the woman who has come to be your best friend. You know, your sister girl. A lot of times, you know, you have met many people, but this one is different. You met many women in your life, but this one is different. She a girl. You know, you can talk to her about anything. You can say things to each other that no one else can. You know, everybody knows that the both of you two are close. You know, y'all like white on rice, man. You know, there were many times, you know, when you were going through some challenges and, you know, when you were not seeking advice and all you wanted for her to do was listen without prompting. You know, she did just that. Your bestie, she did just that. You just was going through some challenges and you didn't want no advice. You just wanted to get it all out and just talk about it. And, you know, you just wanted her to listen. And she did just that. You know, she didn't say a word. She just simply sat there and listened. And you can say, that's my girl right there. Now, let's look at this. Your friendship is more than just having a good time. You know, you both know God must be first in everything that y'all do. That's a real girlfriend. You encourage one another to spend time strengthening your relationship with God, knowing that nothing is as important as spending time with the Lord. That's my girl. not even your friendship is more important than the word of God. Now, although y'all don't spend as much time together now or as before, she's still your girl. You thank God that, you know, she has brought something in your life, or you thank God that he has brought someone in your life who you can trust, you know, with whom you can be real with. You want to thank God for your bestie. And the bestie, you know, is not just, or BFF, is not just a girlfriend. It's a male, too. You know, we need to be thankful that God placed these people in our life that we can trust with our adversities, with our secrets, with our family, with our children, with our money, with our everything. We want to be thankful for that. And that's what it's all about. We've been talking about friendship, but if you're going to call somebody your bestie, or if you're going to be a bestie to somebody else, you need to evaluate your relationship. See, the first thing that we got to start doing is that we got to start evaluating our friends according to the word of God. Now, in Job 16:20, it says right here, God tells us a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. Let's say that in Job 16:20. A real friend, a real bestie, a real BFF, a real homie is somebody who acts as your intercessor when trouble surrounds you. We also can evaluate our besties and our BFFs and our homeboys and our homies by Proverbs 17:17. They always there for you during the good time and the bad. They will stick closer to you than a brother. Are we calling these people our friends because we share a common interest, shopping, drinking, smoking, clubbing, working? Do you really know your bestie? Do you really know your BFF? I definitely want to give a shout-out to Ms. Hargrove for the OG tea and coffee. It's so good. You want to get you some of this. You want to go get you some of this Organigold tea. They got the tea. They got the latte. They got the black coffee, and they got the cocoa. And if you want to get it, you want to go to M. Let me make sure I got the right information, because I definitely don't want to give out the wrong information, because you got to get you some of this. And she's definitely, definitely a woman of her word. You want to go to M. Hargrove, that's mhargrove.organogold.com. Again, that's mhargrove.organogold.com, and get you some of this organo tea, get you some organo coffee, black coffee, latte, and cocoa. We got to feed, not only is we feeding our spirit, but we want to make sure we put in, you know, healthy things, healthy vitamins, healthy nutrition back into our bodies. That's how we started off. I want to give a shout-out to Ishmael Shakur in the chat room. Definitely big shout-out to you. We feeding that spirit this morning. I want y'all to call in and give y'all shout-outs to y'all besties. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And make sure you let them know, you know, that you appreciate them. Don't wait till it's too late. Now, y'all got to remember that. Close friends are rare. Count it a blessing that you have just one, man. You don't need a lot of them. Just count it a blessing that you have just one. You know, when the seed of friendship is planted, you must water it with the love, time, support, encouragement, truth, with the word of God, and watch it. And then you can watch it grow. You know, don't take your friend for granted. Tell him or tell her, tell your homegirl, tell your bestie, tell your homie, tell your homeboy how important he is, she is on today. Let him know you feel blessed to have them as a friend. Because we be calling people our friends so many times because we share common interests. And then when we tell them something sacred, and then they go back and tell it to somebody else, or we go venting to them and they go tell it to somebody else, you're mad. Because you're like, oh, you were supposed to be my friend. How you going to do that to me? You're supposed to be my friend. Oh, I don't message you no more. You phony. But you didn't take the time to evaluate your friends by the word of God to the God of your understanding. It don't matter if you Baptist, if you Christian, if you Apostle, if you Muslim, if you Hindu, if you Buddhist. It don't matter what it is. Every guy to understand it tells you how to evaluate your friends. And it's definitely by a friend being there for you when the storm, when the storms of life come along. Somebody that's going to stick close to you like a brother, and somebody that's going to hurt you with the truth. Shout out to all the besties right now, the best friends, the homegirls, the homeboys, the homies that hurt their friends with the truth. Telling them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. Because I don't need no friends riding my coattail, baby. I'm telling you that. To all the friends that brought out the best in you. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting that spiritual feeding on. Save me a piece, y'all.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah. Anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah. Oh.
When everyone else,
yeah,
around, you
know,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine. And I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, he is mine. And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me.
Yeah.
Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I do, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're going to go back to it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am
his.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and we getting that spiritual feeding on. All week we've been talking about friendship, and if you got a friend, a best friend, a homie, a sister, a cousin, a brother, somebody that stays close to you like a brother, and they bring out the best in you, give them a shout-out right now. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. You know you got a good friend, and you know you got a person, a bestie, a real bestie that bring out the best in you and also bring to the relationship a spiritual feeding. You know, and sometimes y'all got some of them friends out there, y'all like, yo, my friend, she drama fried. All she talk about is mess and drama and talk about people all day or whatever the case may be. Then you need to evaluate your friend, because the way you look at her, a lot of times we don't realize our friends are a reflection of us. So if you think she's a drama queen, you think she's a trouble starter, you think she talk about people too much, you think she don't take care of her kids, she a bad this, she a bad that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you pointing that finger, it's always three fingers pointing back at you. So let's be clear. But, you know, I'm going to help y'all today with evaluating y'all friends. And y'all want to evaluate y'all friends to the according to the word of God, to the God of your understanding, what the God of your understanding says that what a real friend is. And, you know, you can't go wrong with a friend, you know, who will stick close to you than a brother. You know, a friend who going to hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. A friend that's going to bring out the best in you. You know, whether you cook, whether you're a good housewife, whether you got a great personality, whether you got a great heart, whether you good with the kids, whether you can dress your butt off, whether you got a mean shoe game, whether you a good entrepreneur, you know, no matter what you do, they bring out the best in you. When everybody else around you can only see the worst. When you got all those that's hating on you and, you know, just leading to conclusions or what they see on the outside, be thankful and thank God right now that you got that friend right next to you that always encourage you. Man, go ahead and finish school. You got it. Don't worry about what they got on. Don't worry about what car they driving. Don't worry about what food they eating. I'm fine just eating hot dogs and Franks with you. I'm happy right here eating hot dogs and Franks with you with a slice of white bread and some Kool-Aid. Don't worry about that. I got a couple of extra dollars, or I got a couple of extra dollars or food stamps. I got you. You know, and that's going to tell you the truth about yourself. I love friends like that that tell you the truth about themselves. But one thing about telling the truth about a friend, the truth about themselves, make sure you went and clean house at your house. Because nobody is really going to respect your opinion if you on the same thing and you got the same situation going on with you. Word up. How you going to tell me to clean up my house and your house is dirty? I'm going to say that again. How you going to tell me to clean up my house and your house is dirty? We thankful for a friend, you know, is there to help you up when you fall, when you get knocked down by the storms of life. Ecclesiastes 4:10. We thankful for them friends. It's so important that we thankful for real friends, because a lot of times we call people our besties and our roadies or whatever the case may be, because they rolling with what we rolling with. They getting down with what we getting down. Oh, yeah, we drink, we smoke, we do this, we blah, blah, blah. Together we go out. Right, evaluate what a real bestie is. And we definitely got to give shout-outs to God. Want to give a shout-out to Drake Strickland in the chat room. Shout-out to you. I definitely want to give a shout-out to God because he brought out the best in me with everybody around me. Only seen the worst of me. God carried me through when them storms came and when I lost my mind. Let's start with the mind, y'all. When I lost my mind, then I lost my money, then I lost my home, my job, my car, my house. Heck, I lost some of my hair. And people that know me know I can't afford to lose not one strand. I need my hair. Well, God, thank you for always being there closer to me than a brother. Sticking close to me like a brother. Never forsaking me. Never forsaking me. Loving me for who I am. He is mine, y'all. And I am his. And it don't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Because when them hard times came along, and when I ain't had nobody to watch my son, and when I was going through the emotions, because the world is evil, and I don't trust nobody with my son. He 8 years old now, and I still don't trust, you know, it's only but a handful of people who can watch my son. I done lost jobs behind the fact that I just wouldn't let nobody watch my son. But God provided and fit the way. He always provides. He always send the way. Shout out to Jamie. Jamie 8305, I see you. I'm so thankful that God consistently worked with me, even at a time when I forsake him, even at a time when I turn my back on him. He never gave up on me, and that's what we got to do. We got to witness on today, y'all. We got to be thankful. Turn to whoever next to you and say, God is good. Tell him, say, I surrender. Because this morning before we got out the bed and before we hit, before our feet even touched the floor, the devil was most likely, the devil can be right in the bed with y'all. You can wake up every morning rolling over to the devil. And it's your mate. But if you don't take the time out to evaluate your relationship with them with the word of God, you're going to keep sleeping with the devil. You're going to keep wondering, why is all this stuff happening? Why are these bill collectors calling me? Why my lights off? Why my job cutting my hours? Why I don't have enough money to get back and forth to work? Why I ain't got enough money to feed my kids? Why I'm not where I want to be in my life, my professional, personal? Because you keep asking why, and you keep laying down with the devil. The only thing that you should be doing with the devil is going back and kicking down the doors and getting back the stuff that he took from you. See, every day I get better. I'm not perfect, y'all, but I sure am blessed. I can tell you that. Every day I take something back from the devil that he stole from me. He came and still killed and destroyed me at a time. But it took for me to get down and to get humble. It took for God to send trouble my way so I could move to higher lands. And I'm a humble woman on high lands. It's that humbility, y'all. When you wake up in the morning and when you open your eyes with all that nice, nasty crust in your eye and the slime on the side of your face, yes, go ahead and smile and say, you know what, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for taking care of and bearing armor over me in the midnight hour when I was sleeping. when I was in a state of sleep, you still protected me. When I was at my most vulnerable state, you protected me. Let's get humble, y'all. And the conversations that some of our BFFs be having, it's our responsibility as men and women of God to change it. And this is one example that I use. Maybe talking, girl, they got locked up. Boom Chica got our kids took in this and that. And I remain humble. And this is how you change the situation. This is how you change the conversation, because they lost. You say, you know what? Well, right now, I just want to pray over them, and I thank God that that's not happening to me, but I just ask God to bless them and their family, girl. Homeboy, we need to pray over them because they need some prayer right now. Change those conversations. Be the leader. Don't sit there and listen to the mess. Like, you listening to it, how far is that going? What is that going to do for the person who's got the weapons that's formed against them? And how is that helping your BFF? Upgrade your BFF. Feed them spiritually, because they need prayer too. Because unfortunately, they think the only thing that they got to talk to you about is somebody else's drama. But they don't know what so many other things that you need from them. You don't just need for them to be your friend. You need for them to feed you spiritually. You need for them to witness with you. Because when you start to do more powerful things, and when you start to get more deeper into the Word of God, you're going to really see if that's your BFF. Your best friend, your homie, your rollie. What was you rolling with me for anyway? You gonna see. Jesus had what, 12 disciples? And he knew one of them. He told him, he said, one of y'all gonna betray me. And I like how, you know, the information I got about that, because I look at that this way. Jesus had 12 disciples, and one of them betrayed him. So that means I got 11 more chances to have a good friend. I know one of my friends going to betray me. And y'all need to know that, too, because when it happened, y'all be so, you know, heartbroken. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe she did that or he did that. I let him in my house. I gave him money. I helped him out. I drove him around. He was homeless. She had no job. She couldn't feed her kids. Nothing. Wah. That's all I'm hearing. But we put too much, sometimes, a lot of times, not even sometimes, a lot of times, we put too much, you know, trust and idolization into our friends. We worship them like they're God. Like they can, like they woke us up this morning or something. Like they provided for us. No. No, people. That's not the situation. Knock it off. We got to watch what we idolize to. Idolizing the money, the fame, the cars, the recognition, the position. I know some people wake up and the first thing they do is think about their money. Some people wake up and the first thing they do is they think about their girlfriend or their man. Because it's the way that it make you feel. But the one that carried you through the night, and the one that took care of you, and the one that's going to be your BFF at the end of the day, no matter all the little trapped in the closet secrets you got, it's God. Y'all better give him some praise. Because if you don't worship him, and when the storms come, he's going to be slow to answer. And you're going to be crying out to God, suffering. Because all you had to do was say, you know what, God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord. Because without you, I wouldn't have neither one of those days. Start feeding that spirit. Before you put food in your mouth, in the morning, West Coast, in the afternoon, East Coast, thank God. And every time you eat, and this is a little, a little technique that I use, every time I pick up something to eat, because I carry a Bible around with me, I carry my word with me all the time. All the time, every time you pick up something and to put in your mouth, every time you feed yourself physically, feed yourself spiritually. And it can be a small thing. You know, it can be like reading the daily bread, reading your Quran. It don't matter because it's still feeding. Your body get hungry. You get hungry. Your stomach get hungry. and your spirit is hungry too. Because a lot of us lack in understanding. And the only reason why we lack in understanding is because we haven't fed ourselves with the fruit of the word. The spirit has no nutrition. How are you supposed to know anything or be able to help somebody or be able to give somebody some knowledge when you don't know nothing yourself? How are you going to tell me how to drive my car and you got all them dents in it? I'm not going to listen to you. And as you change your life over and as you get better with time, you know, you're going to get haters that's going to rise against you. Oh, now she all holier than thou. Oh, now she want to take her shahada. Oh, now she want to do this, and now she want to turn her life over to God. She was just on the block a week ago. He was just on the block a week ago. He got caught up. You know, the reason why he gave his life over, because he got caught up in his game. He was messing with two girls. He was out there on the block. He was out there stealing cars. He was gangbanging. Well, let him hate. Let them hate, and why they hate, and tell them to leave a message. Leave me a message for the hate, and then you wait for me to get back to you. Because you hating on me only motivated me to get better. Don't let nobody tear y'all down, because that's the reason why you get your word in you. They hating on Jesus. Let's look at it like this, and I read this story. That's crazy. Thank you, God, for moving this moving this on my mind right now. Let's look at Jesus. Jesus had haters too. Come on now. Now, not only did they rise against Jesus, kill him, but they took his body, wrapped it up in linen and spices, wrapped it all up, and then put it, carved out a hole in the rock, put it into this rock, put a seal in the front of it, and put two guards on the outside. If that ain't hating, you think you're getting hated on right now, just imagine getting hated on in your death. How you hate on somebody? Yo, how you hate on somebody when they dead, man? When they dead. Hated on him. Said, we definitely don't want him to come back to life. We don't need him all up in here. Ah, nah. They sent orders. Seal that hole and put two guards on the outside of it. But what happened? Jesus rose on the third day. He rose. When the third day came, the rock was rolled away and Jesus' body was gone. That's power. And still to this day, it cannot be explained what happened. How did he do it? It is power. It's the purity. And I say this to all of y'all, it don't matter what state that you in your life, whether you drugging and bugging, sipping and tricking, swinging and banging, it don't matter. It don't matter who you are. It's never too late to start witnessing and giving your life over to God. Don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Because no matter how old you are right now, God chased you. Now it's time for you to start chasing him. Put those sneakers on, because it's going to be a long road, baby. And I look forward to that. I have to say I look forward to the long road, because God has brought me so far thus far. And I didn't do this on my own. I went from having nothing, y'all. When I say nothing, I'm talking about nothing. I was idolizing the worldly things. I was idolizing my shoe boots. I was idolizing my clothes. I was idolizing my money, my jobs, my car, my whatever. But it had to take for God to break me down, because I was living in the world and I was forgetting about what's the relationship that was so important, and that was the relationship with God. I ended up in the shelter with my son. Y'all better hear me. I ended up with a shelter with my son with two big bags, one big bag of clothes for him, one big bag of clothes for me, and this women's Bible right here. I had this women's Bible 2 years before I started to apply it. And it's sad that it had to take for me to get to that shelter, because the landlord wasn't paying the mortgage and he didn't pay the water. So for about 2 months, I was stacking my money out of this women's shelter. Shout out to St. new community in Newark, New Jersey, on South Orange Avenue, new community. It was just, it was like a little apartment, kind of hotel style, but I had my own little space. Nobody else was in it with me. It was, and it had the two little twin beds. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget that room. I'll never forget that place. I keep it fresh in my mind to remind me. You can go back there. Be clear. Don't get too high on your high horses, man. But it took me for me to fall flat down on my face and be without and have one house full of clothes and screens, flat screen TVs and furniture and everything. Just imagine living in a shelter and going back to your house every day and there's no water and it smells like a sewage. Just imagine going to look at all the worldly things that you idolize, that you can't use no more. And going back to one, just imagine going back from a whole house to a hotel room each and every day, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. How could I complain? Because I was running and carrying on all that time. I was putting my best on, hair done, nails done, everything done to go out to the club. But Sunday morning came, I'm rolling over with dry mascara. Y'all don't know what God can do for y'all. Y'all don't know where he can take you from. But y'all got to remember, with each tear, there's a lesson. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT, and we getting that spiritual feed on. Wipe your tears, y'all, because it gets better.
No. you so much stronger. It makes you so much wiser. And you're so close to your dreams. And no mistakes, no heartbreak can take away what you're meant to be.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. Shout out to Mary J. Blige. I love you, Diva. I swear I do. And each year, there's a lesson in which each tier, there's a lesson. Man, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. I'm your host, Diva Mary K., and we getting our spiritual feeding on. It's so good when you feed your spirit, like when you cover yourself with the blood, with the armor. A lot of people don't know the blood is the armor as well. You building your strength, you building your character, because we ain't going to go to a gunfight with a knife. I'm telling you that right now. I'm so thankful that I can get this word into me now, because I think about my life back when I was running, and a lot of people think, you know, when you turn your life over to God and when you start to get deep into your scripture and to your readings and your word, that you die, like things just get boring. Like for real. No, it don't get boring, it get better. People think, oh, here come Miss Holier Than Thou, here come Mr. Holier Than Thou, here come Mr. and Mrs. Preach and Teach. Let me tell y'all something. I'm thankful that each and every day that I get up and first of all give God praise, and then I can be able to use myself as a tool for God to do his will, to give y'all this word raw. Because the times is changing, and we got to start doing something about it. But since I gave my life over everything, I'm not going to say everything is perfect, but a lot of things got better. Think about it. When you befriend the things in the world, you make yourself an enemy of the Lord. A lot of people don't know that. When you friend the things in the world, your money, your cash, your cars, you already know, you become an enemy of God. A lot of people don't know that when you start idolizing your cars and your clothes and your money and your chick and your whip and your toes and your nails and your hair and your lashes, you become an enemy of God. You're not a friend of God. He looking at you like, for real? This will make them happy? This will bring them joy in their heart? Do they know what I sacrifice? Me just saying that kind of made me nervous. Do you know what the Lord sacrificed for you? I definitely want to get your opinions. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your opinions. Give me a shout out. And also, you can check in with me on a live chat. We get in the live chat rocking. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. That's /DivaSpotENT. I definitely want to get y'all shout outs and y'all opinion on the situation. Tonight's show on Frontline Fridays. My Frontline Fridays, I do this each and every Friday. We play music by her artist, blah, 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 blah. I need some more organic tea because my words are getting mixed up. My hot artists. We play hot music. You know, we talk about good topics, and we just be jamming. But we're going to be talking about trials and tribulations tonight, and I definitely want y'all to come out and rock with me and call in on the hotline. I see you now in the way. Call me back. But I want y'all to call in and tell me about y'all trials and tribulations and how you went from, you know, nothing to something, how you went from a mess to a ministry, how you got it in. I definitely want to hear that, because whether in your personal life or whether in your professional life, you're going to pass from failure to get to success. Be clear on that. You are going to pass from failure to get to success. And we on the job training right now, y'all. Living in this world, we residents of heaven. We just live on earth. You getting on-the-job training right now, going through the ups and downs. I know some people have problems with their pregnancy. I know some people have problems with their health. But don't be discouraged. Don't get discouraged. God will never forsake you. Keep the joy in your heart. Because, and a lot of people say, oh, the Lord know my heart. The Lord know what's in my heart. The Lord know what's in my heart. The heart is a liar. Yeah, SOS. The heart is a liar. Y'all better know that. So all you telling God is that you're a liar. I definitely want to go to the hotlines. We got the infamous Future Guru 100 in the building. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. What's up?
I'm enjoying the word. I was on since the show started. I want to say happy Friday to everybody listening. This is a good Friday. Make every day a good Friday with Diva Mary Kay. And it's the spiritual feeding time. I just put it on my Twitter. I just want to thank everybody that's following and listening. So I'm enjoying the word. I'm enjoying the praise. What's up? Shout out to Newark and Jersey, y'all. Jersey all day. Jersey here getting the word. To the West
Coast. That's right.
To the West Coast. And I'm actually tuning in, and I've been tuning in. So, actually, I just want to say that you're doing a great job. I'm enjoying the show and looking forward to being a co-host also. I mean, you can jump off me to be a co-host any day. I'm down.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. Praises in the building. Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that, and I'm definitely with worshiping with people, you know, and definitely having a co-host for that. So we definitely going to chop that up, because how vital is it, Future Guru 100, for you to feed your spirit before you do anything? If you don't feed your spirit early in the morning, how does your spirit feel going throughout the day?
It's not good, because I enjoy the word. So I definitely feel a sense of, you know, I have to praise him. I have to, even if you go on my Twitter, you see I'm real business, but I really put God first in all aspects of my life. So when you ask that question, I got to answer it to say, it's a different feeling than going without the word. Wherever you are in life, and your soul and your spirit, without the word, it's a different life. Because she just mentioned about how easy it is to get drawn in and into a negative reflection on yourself as being somebody that loves Jesus and loves God. And, I mean, it could be obvious by just looking at your track record. So I'm gonna keep it real smooth and gangster like that. Like, your track record speaks for yourself, and I got a great track record. Diva Mary Kay has a great track record, and we can try to help y'all clean your track record up. So I mean, I'm here, know that I had to do mine. So I'm really just reaching out and just explaining how good it is to have the word, the Bible, whatever you worship in, is your religion and your standards, uphold them and with conviction. So, I mean, you know, it's a good show. I like the show, the Spiritual Feeding Show. It's a definitely common experience. Because I'm, you know, I got a little Jekyll and Hyde situation, with things being as they are with my surroundings. It's an environmental, like, I'm in Jersey. It's grimy out here. You're dealing with issues every day. Like, you know, you got to draw close to something. If you think about Tupac, he drew close to his savior and his inspiration. Go listen to Tupac tracks. That's all I got to say. I'm definitely just in that on that note. Yeah. Go listen to Tupac. Outlaws in Jersey. I mean, just go listen to that. You're going to hear some Tupac talking about God and his crew. And his crew talking about God. Who else but the Outlaws? I mean, I came up with them, right? See all of them as my brother, age young brother, coming up. They was right under my cousin and everything, right here in Irvington. So shout out to the Outlaws and shout out to Tupac. And y'all go on my website, y'all see the video from my cats, man. I rep that. I might old blog that today, because I'm going to start rehashing my blog. I hope y'all checking, things out with how we blogging. We blogging positive. We not blogging negative. I mean, we online, doing that thing online, but we blogging positive because we got that spirit.
And you're right. You're definitely right about that.
Yeah,
the spiritual energy. I like what you said, Guru. We blogging positive. We ain't blogging negative. And a lot of people feel like, you know, with so many grimy people out here, whatever the case may be, you know, what's the point of me trying to uplift people when they going to go and do the same thing that they going to do anyway? That's why you should do it. I like them. We blogging. Well, you got to tweet that, Fuji Guru 100. We blogging positive. We blogging negative. That's definitely a powerful statement right there. You know, in the position that you have, you know, what are you doing with your position? And that's what people got to ask themselves, regardless if you're a manager or you an executive producer or you executive in the corporate world or you a CEO or even down to you the fry boy or fry girl. What are you doing with your position? You know, how are you really, are you just throwing your weight around? Or are you using your weight to stand up under something that's weak? I like that, Future Guru 100. We blogging positive. We ain't blogging negative. We ain't got time for that. Since you've been, you know, and I like what you said about, you know, this whole Jekyll and Hyde situation, because your environment can change you and change your outlook on things. And, you know, and I always say this, just because you in a hood don't make you a hood rat, or just because you in a hood don't make you a hood boy. You know, but at the same time, ever since you've been feeding your spirit and getting your spirit right, how has things changed for you?
I mean, it's always blessings for me. Everything that I do is involving blessing, because I already read books in the Bible that inspired my life to be shaped and my legacy to be that. That's what I do. So anything that come back from I'm helping somebody do, I'm deep in the game with it. I know what lies ahead is, as far as me sticking close to what I'm praising, because I only praise God. I praise God. So if I know what he's taught me, then that's the mission I'm on. I don't detract from that since I was a young kid. I always had that spirit. But it's just around me. I got surroundings that you asked about the Jekyll and Hyde situation. It's just that I see everything. I don't be lying when I look on the until I see everything. I'm game. My eyes is open. Snakes, everything. Double crosses. I see all that. That's just my natural instinct for my environment. And then, you know, you make positive out of that, because Tupac told y'all a rose could grow out of a concrete, but you know, he got that, you know, mentality, like what he's saying in the ghetto and what's supposed to be beautiful to him. So that goes in what you said. You don't gotta be a hood rat to be in the hood. I mean, that goes in what you said about Tupac, a rose in the concrete. Growing out of the concrete. For real.
And you're definitely right about that. You are a rose, and just because you're in a concrete situation don't mean that you can't grow. Yes, doesn't mean that you can't grow. That doesn't mean that you can't prosper. You know, and it takes you, it's self-determination. Nobody can pray for you. And I've been saying this all week, take you a little, and I'm going to keep saying it, take you a little trip to Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is fancy, man. They got them chairs, and they even got the plush softy chairs like a living room. But you go there and you take that time out. They got the coffee and a latte in there, but you can bring your own. You want to holler at M. Hargrove and get you some Organo Gold coffee. Bring your own stuff. Get you some healthy stuff. Go, you know, holler at Ms. Hargrove, because she definitely can hook you up with that Organo Gold coffee. m.hargrove.organogold.com. Holla at her ASAP and get you. She got the black coffee, she got the latte, she got the tea, and she got the cocoa. So you definitely want to holla at m.hargrove.organogold.com. Holla at her to get you some of that tea, and she can show you how to step your game up on the business aspect of things, because she definitely eating over there. Know that. But go to Barnes & Noble, and I always say this to everybody, get you a personal Bible. Get you a Bible that gives you some steps and a couple of things to do. You know, and I know it's a couple of them that's footprints. You can get a woman's Bible. You can get a man's Bible. You can get a kid's Bible. They got senior Bibles. they got all types of different versions of the word to cater to the current events and the current things that's going on right now. You need that. Because if you're depending on T.D. Jakes to come on, and I ain't got nothing against him, and if you're depending on all these other shows, and if you're depending on somebody else to give you the word, then you're going to be lost. You have to depend on yourself. You know, it's all right for people to witness to you, but you want to witness to people as well. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is if you got your own personal Bible where you can put your own personal notes, and how beautiful would it be that you can pass that same Bible down to your child. When it's all, like, the back is falling off, it's all wrinkled. But have y'all noticed something? At Future Group 100, I noticed this too. No matter how toe up the, what is the outside of a book called? The cover of the book, no matter how tore up the outside of a Bible is, the pages is always intact and the word is always clear and clean and perfect.
Yeah.
I didn't see some raggedy.
You have a definite point. And so, I mean, you got to encourage people, you know, what they're reading for, that they, you know, because when I was, you know, just thinking about what you said, it's just like people got to be want to be drawn to the Bible before they start reading the Bible. So I saw, you know, that whatever's inside, they're going to know it's a Bible. That's the point I wanted to make. So are they really drawn to the word and what they want to follow? Hey, that's the question. Because people can just snap and decide to follow something different. They just that's a split decision that's made for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a split decision to also pick it up and practice reading it, because you can't just pick it up and then you're like, oh, I read it. You ain't going to read it one day. I don't care who you are.
Oh, wow. You're definitely right about that. I like what you said about, you know, people got to be drawn to the word in order to get, it's like you got to be hungry. Because if you satisfied with that little cheese crackers and, you know, the little Slim Jim sausage and the CNC soda, then that's all you're going to get. If you only attracted to snacks, you're going to get snacks. But if you want a full meal, you got to go to get that full meal. Point blank, period. And that's what I ask people on today, and I ask myself that as well. How deep is your faith? Is it ankle deep? Is it knee deep? Is it thigh deep? Or are you head over heels deep in the word with the Lord? It's so many blessings. People think when you start worshiping the word of God that your life just get boring and you just shell up. No. I'm thankful. You know, when you start worshiping Lord, the word of God, you know, things start to happen. Like, you ain't got to smoke dope no more. You ain't got to get high no more. You ain't got to get drunk no more. You ain't got to trick no more. You ain't got to sell drugs no more. You ain't got to gangbang no more. You ain't got to deal with those evil thoughts as far as molestation, rape. You ain't got to go to jail no more. You ain't got to be poor no more. You ain't got to be homeless no more. Wow. All of that, just by worshiping God, witnessing to the Lord, being faithful to his word, confessing your life over to him, worshiping his son Jesus. Let's not forget that he gave his only begotten son for this world. The world don't even deserve it. Just imagine somebody coming asking you for your child. Let alone nowadays, he ain't even asking for your only begotten child. He just asking for one of them. I need your child as a sacrifice to save the world. 99.9% is going to tell God no. Let me take that back, because we didn't got real popular and we didn't got real strong with this whole the movement of God, the word of God, you know, we done got real strong, so I take it back. I'm going to say about 70% is going to say no, or either going to be undecided about giving a only child, one of their kids. They got 15 of them. And God say, I need your child for the world, so I can watch where they spend, so I can save the world. Y'all better get your mind right. Get it together. And if you can get online and tweet and Facebook and Moto and tag and MySpace, turn it up with God on Twitter. Face your fears on Facebook with God. Get your space on MySpace with the Lord. Tag it up with the Lord on tag. I can go in. Get a massive movement on Moto for the Lord. We ain't able to do anything without God, even in our personal relationships. It don't be perfect, but we got to take it to the Word of God. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, evaluate them with the Word of God and evaluate yourself. Put your ego to the side sometimes. Sometimes you just got to shut your mouth. Shut your mouth up and agree with them. If you and your mate can't agree on nothing else, I bet you y'all can agree on the Word of God. I bet you y'all can. If y'all can't get along on nothing else, y'all can get along with the praises of God. How wonderful is it that you can do all these things with the Word of God, man? That you ain't got to worry about none of that. How wonderful would it be that your husband or your wife is getting on your nerves and you say, you know what, honey, your attitude stinks right now, but I love you so much that I'm going to take it to the Word of God. I'm going to take it to the name of Jesus. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're getting your spiritual feeding on, and it's something about the name Jesus. Let's get it, y'all.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It is a sweet name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just mine. Shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving, y'all.
Yes, it is.
And it
How good is God all the time? It's something about the name Jesus is the sweetest thing. The sweetest thing I know. For those who are just tuning in, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay, and we are getting our spiritual freedom on. That was just a Rince Allen's group, and it's something about the name Jesus with Kirk Franklin on there. Man, y'all got to give it up to God. We give it up to so many people all the time, but we don't give it up to God. We want to, you know, we are cheering for our favorite actors, our favorite singers, our favorite athletes, you know, whatever, our favorite shows. We be making it on time to look at these, to watch the drama on The Real Housewife, blah, blah, blah. But not so many times do we get excited about the Word of God and who created, who made it available. Know the position of the Lord, man. And don't get to the point where, you know, it get down when you down on your last bit, on your last end, on your last nickel, your last quarter, penny, dime, house, or whatever, for you to start calling on the Word of God. How disrespectful is that? Ain't nothing wrong with praying up to God for God to continue to bless you and give you wisdom and encouragement, but sometimes we got to put ourselves in God's position. We're not God, don't get me wrong, but this is just a little activity. You know, and you got to look at what he sacrificed. What are you sacrificing for the Lord? We letting all this stuff in the world hold us. What's the world? The worldly stuff in the world is holding us, and I have to correct myself too. Every time I point my finger at somebody, it's three fingers pointing back at me. But I have to correct myself too. Sometimes we hold on to the mess in the world, and it's stopping us from having a genuine and perfect relationship with the Lord. I can't hear the Lord if I got my headphones in. How you going to hear the Word and you already listening to something else? How you going to hear God speaking? That's just like me standing in front of you with my Radio Raheem headphones on and you telling me something important like, watch out for this person behind you. They coming up behind you. You need to run because they got a gun. But I'm looking at you and you look comical to me because I got loud music in my ear and all I see is you jumping up and down, waving your hands around, yelling. And I don't know what you're talking about. Or you can calmly be saying, girl, look, or man, look, you just won $1 million without any emotions. But being that I got my headphones on, I can't hear you. I'm not tuned in. Tune yourself in. I like what Jean said yesterday. Shout out to Lush Radio Online. Big shout out to Lush because, you know, she does street cleans each and every Thursday. You got to tune in to that. She does street cleans, and she was talking about the whole government conspiracy thing. Knowledge for your brains, ladies, men, tune in. But he was saying that it's sad that we be online, and not 90% of the time we don't take the time out. It's an online library. It's an in-house library. It's everything that you need. It's everything that you need, and we don't take the time to educate ourselves. We can get degrees online. We can get licenses online. We can start businesses online. We're not taking the time to educate ourselves. We want to see what Waka Flocka and Gucci doing.
That was funny right there. That was too funny. I can't. Yo, pause. Yo, can we get some applause?
Can we get some
applause for what they studied and your audience, your studio audience?
Yes, from my audience.
Can
definitely
you please
gotta get
some applause? Are you kidding? Okay. That is too funny right there. Shout out to Sia. Sia
Shout
Pocket.
Out to Sia.
The best little girl in
Shout out to Sia.
The best little girl
okay.
in the world.
The best little girl in the world, man. All right, honey. Thank you. Shout out to Sia coming in right on cue.
That's a classic right there.
That is a classic, and I'm definitely going to be going back to listen to the show just to hear that. You know, we want to keep the youth in tune as well, y'all. We definitely want to keep the youth in tune. You know, you doing too much rockin' flockin' right now, but we definitely want to keep the youth in tune to the stuff that we doing and whatnot. We definitely want to keep them in tune to the stuff that we're doing, because sometimes we think that it's our job to just worship in the Lord and we get off, you know, in our own space. We got to bring the kids into it too. You can teach them about God in so many ways, by music, DVDs. They got the spiritual, the godly DVDs, everything online. You definitely want to teach them about it. You can sit down and read the words of God and bring them to the house of God. You know, we starving our kids because we're not bringing them to the house of God. We're not giving them Bible principles. That's crazy. That's crazy. Because we all caught up in our own mess. Don't be selfish with the word. Tell everybody. I want my son and my niece and my future kids to be covered with the blood no matter what I do. I can't give them nothing else. I can't give them nothing more valuable and more important than the word of God. There's nothing else that I can give them. I can shower them with all the materialistic gifts I want, but nothing is going to stand, and nothing is, those things are limited. How don't you want to give your kids unlimited things? It's so important. It's definitely important. I just had to take a pause for a minute and just realize how good God has been to me and my family. How he has brought us through. How we was facing, the devil was up against us, our finances, our living, our education, me and my son. The devil tried to stop us from learning. He tried to put us in a situation where it would be tight for me to get to school and him to get to school, but God always sent help. I was blessed to have a mate that loved me and encouraged me and believed in me and want what's best for me and my son. And I'm so thankful that he loved God more than he loved me. I'm so thankful that I have somebody like him in my life. Because we go through our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, he keep my head in the game. Because sometimes I could be so stubborn and so mean and get frustrated so fast, but he there. And he well, he sees it. All the trouble and triumphs that I went over through my life as far as personal life and relationships, and I remember just praying and praying, God, send me a man that loves you more than he loves me, a man of character, a family man, a man that knows his job is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities, a man that can compliment me, cook with me, clean with me, take care of the house, a man that runs his own business. He a boss in his own stance. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that God sent that man. It's such a blessing to me. And it's so important that I just let him know that I love him and that I care for him. And no matter what we go through, we together at the end of the day. That's why I have to sometimes say to myself, and I have to step back and shut my mouth, close my mouth, let God in, let God do his will, let God work over my relationship. So many times we be running around here trying to be Jesus Jr. I'm so thankful for you. You mean so much to me. And sometimes he have his attitude, he can be stubborn, his ego get in the way, but it's my job to take him to the Lord. I'm not going to deal with his attitude, I'm not going to deal with his ego. I'm going to take him to the Lord. That's where he going. If I'm mad at him, and if I'm feeling some type of way, if he hurt my feelings, he did anything, I take him to the lower first. Then that way I can get proper training on how to go to him, talk to him, let him know how I feel, correct him on what he did to me, and let him know this is what you did properly, rather than yelling and screaming and cursing and carrying on. I'm not perfect, but I sure am blessed. So thankful. Y'all need to give it up to your mates and y'all and evaluate, because I evaluate him according to the word. And I let him know it's a couple of things that you need to work out. But then when I read it, when I was looking at the scriptures, you know, according to the word, evaluating this man, I really had to do it. I said, let me go to Job 16, chapter 16, verse 20. It says, a real friend is closer, is always there for you during the good and the bad times. He's done that. He is there. Proverbs 17:17 says, we'll stick closer to you than a brother. He's definitely done that. Definitely done that. Proverbs 18:24 says, we'll hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. He definitely do that on a daily. Proverbs 27:6 says, we'll bring out the best in you. He does that too. He definitely does that. Proverbs 27:17 is there to help you up when you are knocked down by the storms of life. Excuse me, that's Ecclesiastes 4:10. He does that too. And when I was reading this, I was upset with him at the time. But the word don't lie. The word don't lie. This man and my family, my sister, has been there. They hurt me with the truth. They stay close to me like a brother and a sister. They bring out the best in me. They here to help me up when the storms of life pull me down. They there through the good and bad times. Whether I got a whole bedroom suit or I got a mattress on the floor, they was there. They looked at me as the same. That's deep, y'all. That's what real BFS is. We talking about friendship on today. If you got a friend like that that did those things, and not just a few of them, one or two, I'm talking about all of them, shout them out. Call them up. Text them. Go to their house. Say, you know what? I just want to let you know I'm so thankful and blessed to have you in my life. This is what you did for me. When I was on this road of building myself, my brand, my character, when I was struggling with the high school diploma, the GED test, when I got pregnant in the middle of high school, you was there. You helped me. You was there. Y'all got to give it up to them people. They need to know that they making a difference. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times you need to encourage them, because so many times they've been there for you, rocking with you. That's my homie. That's my dog. That's my girl. That's my bestie. That's my BFF. They need our support as well. They need us to be the same friend. They need us to be. We need to evaluate ourselves according to the word. Job 16:20. A friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. Who got a friend like that? I got a friend like that. I got a friend in Jesus. I got a friend in my personal life, my family, my mate. I'm yet to have a friend like that. I actually do got a friend like that in my professional life. Shout out to Nedra. Nedra Walker has been there for me. These people have definitely come. I can really say on today that I can judge them by the word of God. That's great for me, because I know God will never lie to me. I know God's word has stand the test of time. It don't matter what it is. Y'all better act like y'all know. If y'all don't know, we ain't getting the spiritual feeding on today. I want to touch on self-worth right now. Because on Twitter and on Facebook, and on Moto and on Tag or wherever it is, my queens, I have to talk to my queens. I got to talk to y'all right now. This whole back shot thing, the pictures that you post on your profile exposing your body, whether you turned around, bent over, butt all oiled up, whether it's a personal picture or a professional picture. And be clear when you letting somebody take a picture of you like that, because it can end up on the internet as somebody's avatar. And I like what Monster said. Shout out to Monster on Twitter. He said, you know, save it for your man, not for your avatar. The avatar is for a nice picture of you or a logo of your company, not you bent over with your butt in boy shorts or thongs on in heels. But then you got the nerve to turn around and tell somebody to respect you. See, you forgot one valuable thing about the body and before you took that picture. That body does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. See, it's a temple. And I'm going to talk about temple too, man. I'm going to talk about that later on tonight on Frontline Fridays. I'm definitely going to bring that to the show because God moved my spirit to do so, and I'm a tool to be used by him. But that body is a temple. God bless you with that body. First of all, to bear and be fruitful, to bring forth children to this world, to make the world fruitful, and also for nourishment. That body is also used as a pleasure too, but that's with your husband. How you expecting somebody to marry you and take you serious when all your lady parts are out? Shout out to Tay Black. He made a song called Lady Parts. But how you expect somebody to respect you when your tits out, when your butt out? They not even looking at you. They not realizing how smart and how beautiful you is. They not realizing how educated you is. A prime example, what's her name? And they call her Superhead, but Corinne Steffens, look at her. That's a prime example. Very educated girl. A go-getter. But she let the troubles and trials and tribulations of life get to her. And all the money and all the fame and everything that she was getting was nothing at the end of the day. She ended up fading away. She made a book about it. They turned it into a joke, talking about her life experience, what she went through. All the time she let the men insert her and just check out of her like she was a motel, feeling lonely, feeling depressed, feeling disrespected. Mm-hmm. All of that. For what? We got to start building some character and start standing on some high ground. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now, getting your spiritual feed on with me, Ziva Mary Kay, and we just feeding our spirit, man. That's what it's all about. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. You got to let these people know out here, no matter what I do, no matter where I go, I'm still standing. I'm still standing, and this is where I'm going to be at for the rest. This time I'm standing on stable ground. I ain't standing on no shaky ground. Let's get it, y'all.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
and I put my name in the history book, so you'll forever remember me. Remember me as the toughest warrior or the ultimate fighter, cause I'm the truth and nothing but it, like my hands on the Bible. And this is survival of the fittest, the realest is not a facade. Still standing on my 2 feet, cause I'm a child of God.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and now live into Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on. We giving shout out to the BFF, the friends who definitely has been there through weather and the storm, the friends who got your back when the trials and tribulation of life come, the friends who gonna hurt you with the truth, you know, the friends who gonna stand close to you like a brother. You know, I'm missing one. I know I'm missing one because I feel it. I'm missing one. It's another one that we can define our friends as. Give me a second. Oh, a friend who acts as an intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. And it definitely has been a friend like that. I want to give a shout out to Aaliyah over there in Brick City. She lost one of her good friends, Biggie, a.k.a. Antonio Bergman. He was definitely a good friend to him, and he passed on Monday. He had a heart attack. So shout out to him, man. You know, a lot of times, a shout out to all the BFFs and the homies that, you know, people that lost or whatever the case may be. Shout out to y'all and rest in peace, and the condolences go out to the family. You know, a lot of times we lose friends, and, you know, we know it'll never be another one like that. So shout out to Biggie, man, a.k.a. Antonio Bergman. He was a real cool dude, man. And I had the privilege of knowing him and spending some Christmas and some Thanksgivings with him. So shout out to him. But, you know, we never know how much time we got left on this earth. You never know how much time you got left on this earth. You know your bestie. You know your homie. You never know. So that's why it's important for you to tell them how much you care and how much you love them and how much you appreciate them. I had the privilege of doing that with my son's father before he passed away. Shout out to David Sherrod, a.k.a. Poet. Shout out to him. The morning of the day that he passed away, he drowned out in Coney Island, I had a real bad dream that night. I had a nightmare about somebody else, and we was up in this real tall building, and the water came all the way to the top of the building. I had to be up like 19 stories. How ironically, I moved to the spires on the 19th floor, but the water came all the way up. And I was wondering what was going on with him. Shout out to Omar. O Talib. Shout out to Omar Disney. Rest in peace to y'all, because that dream was triggered. That was a warning. I just didn't see it. And David ended up drowning out on Coney Island. There would never be another man like that in my life. I love my man that I'm with now. I love my fiance. I love him very, very much. But I love my son, father, as well. Shout out to him. Shout out to Omar. Y'all got to start telling these people how much y'all care and love them. And y'all don't realize how much they care and love y'all either. We got people who love us. We need to embrace them. We need to embrace them fully and let them love us. If you had a fallout with your best friend, if you had a fallout, you know, with your mother or your father, whoever, somebody that did you dirty, that's all right. Take the time to start healing yourself, healing your heart for forgiveness. Because you don't want to go to your grave like that. You don't want to go to your maker like that. Not at all. You do not want to go to your maker with a heart that's an unforgiving heart, because you can't have a divided heart with the Lord. The Lord is not playing with none of us. None of us. For real. And we got to understand that. But you got to use your voice. You got to be the bigger man and pick up the phone and you say, no, you know what? I'm calling you because we had a big falling out and we didn't come to an understanding. We had a disagreement. But I just want to tell you that I love you and I forgive you and I hope all is well with you. Sometimes our neighbors get on our nerves. Our family members get on our nerves. And if you're not just there yet to go to them and say, you know what, I care, I love you and whatnot, get your soul right first. Because if you keep going to sleep and you keep walking around like, I can't stand him, I can't stand her, I can't wait for their downfall, I can't wait till they get their karma, get their karma, get their karma, you're going to be getting it a lot more worse because you're wishing downfall on somebody else. And you can't talk about nobody else's kitchen when you ain't mopped your floor. How you going to talk about my kitchen because my counters ain't clean, but your floor is dirty? Just don't make sense right there. But, yes, getting yourself right. I had to touch on that topic as far as, like, how the way we present ourselves in public to our coworkers, to our family members, to our mates. The way you present yourself, the image. Nobody is going to respect you if you ain't respecting yourself. How can I respect you when you don't respect you? How can I do that? How can I take you serious when you're not even taking your own self serious? And that's real talk right there. Nobody's going to take you serious unless you decide to look at your life. Take a look at your life. Take a look at the last 5 years of your life and what it's been. Take a look at the position or that you took in your life, the decisions that you made. Now deal with them. Now deal with them. Regardless of what you did last year or what you did this year and who you lost and, you know, you got to let them people know, I still care, I miss you, I love you, I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. Because there's some people out there that have hurt me and some people, you know, that I just really don't care for, but I still pray for them because I don't want no weapons to be formed against them. No matter what, in spite of my feelings, I want you to have success. In spite of my anger, I want you to make it. In spite of my disappointment, I want you to prosper. I want you to have longevity. I want you to have a happy and fruitful life. I'm not walking around here hating on people all day. I don't have time for hate. That takes too much energy. I got an 8-year-old son and a 2-year-old niece. I don't have time to hate on you. I got a show that I run. I got a God that I worship. I got a Mary Kay business that I run. I got a CNA license that I take care of. I don't have time to hate on you. It takes too much energy to hate on people. So I'm tired. Even me just thinking about hating on people make me tired. But you got people out there that has a full blast of energy. They got an energizer pack on their back. Energizer pack on their back to hate. Well, what I'll say to the haters is, first of all, take care of your spirit. Because the reason why you full of time hating because your spirit is all jacked up. Your spirit don't know what to do. you've been hating for so long, it don't know whether to give praises to God for being alive or rather than jump back on a pity party with you. It don't know what to do. But it's your responsibility to feed that spirit. Your spirit is like right now for the haters, your spirit is a blind man in the middle of traffic. 5 p.m. traffic. 3 to 5. It's a blind man in the middle of traffic with no cane. Nothing to feel. Not knowing what's coming at it. It don't know what to do. Get your spirit right. Get your spirit in order. Because you ain't doing nothing but tearing yourself down. But for those who happy with hating and who want to continue to hate full-time, part-time, and clock in overtime, go to www.hatedivamaryk.com, send me some hate mail, and leave a message. Because your hate motivates me. Because if you wasn't hating on me, I wasn't doing anything right. How about that? Future Guru 100, what you got to say about that situation?
I just jumped in on the end of your conversation. I had a business call. Shout out to Diva Spot ENT and Spiritual Feeding for, you know, just the big time look it is for God. I mean, I put on Twitter, I just was going to give you an example. Like, you know, this is real, like, the show that you're doing. So, I mean, I'm giving my chair out, and I did it a while ago. It just said, get on Spiritual Feeding, live with Diva Mary Kay. I mean, it's official biz for God. So you're going to see that tweet out there, Diva Mary Kay. But I did this because that was 41 minutes ago. And, you know, I mean, that's a, you know, just a way I was feeling when I was tuned in when the show started. I just want to reflect and just say what you're doing right now for the Lord is a beautiful thing. I wanted to give my opinion out. You know, I really wanted to come back on to the end of the show, but I'm making so many calls because so much is going on right now. And I'm blessed to be dealing with my clients right now. Friday is usually popping for me, and I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I just want to keep it positive. So I appreciate your being on tonight. I mean, with the Frontline Friday, so I just want to give a shout out to that and the movement. But I mean, I love the Lord. So, I mean, as long as we be ending on that note and I'll be a part of the prayer before you close out, I'm good. Because I missed your convo, so I'm definitely tuned in. I'm tuned in. I'm locked in. I'm on. I was talking about live.
Well, that's what's up. What I was talking about as far as, you know, the whole hater situation. I was telling the haters, like, you know, for all the haters out there, get your spirit right. Your spirit is like a blind man in the middle of downtown traffic at 5 p.m., 3 to 5, with no cane. It don't know what to do. The haters, your spirit is all jacked up. They don't know where to go because you've been so comfortable with full-time hating on people all the time that your spirit ain't really getting no spiritual feeding. It's just getting negative feeding. You know, and you know my motto, Future Guru 100. If you're going to hate on me full-time, part-time, all the time, go to www.hatedivamaryk.com and leave me a message. You know, because your hating is making me better. You hating on me and you telling everybody that you hate me, they want to know who I am. And once they get to know who I am, because you can Google me, you can holler at me, my name ring bells everywhere. Everywhere, east to the west, north to the south, my name is ringing bells everywhere, and I'm glad that you hate on me because all you're doing is giving me a palette to get more better and to get more people to see who I am.
Oh, so, yeah, I mean, you know, what I got to say about that is kind of funny because, you know, you got to find humor in dealing with situations because you can't ever think that it's not going to be a hater when you come off your porch. I mean, if you're going to be on your porch or your backyard, I'm a real cat. Like, I really talk where I live. Like, so my thing to that is if you did start a website like that with the HateMaryK.com, you could donate it to the kids. I mean, you just got to have people tuning in. The Prophet's off the website, go to the kids,
y'all. Yep, they pay a fee to hate on me. But the way you write about
it.
That, I like that.
Well, I'll do.
Get paid for clicks and take that click money. They hating on me. Take the click money and send it to the kids, because we know at the end of the day, Diva Mary can't do it all for the kids. But I'm going to show you how to apply this. We got about 9 minutes left into the show. I'm going to tell you how to apply it, and then we're going to get into the prayer. Now, it is the application and how you can apply this. It's very easy to get so busy in our daily lives, you know, that we forget to take the time out to express to our friends how much they mean to us. We talking about friendship, y'all. We talking about the besties on the day. You know, do something special for your friend. Now, as soon as you get the time, that spare moment, call them, you know, or write them and tell him or her, tell them how much you are blessed, and tell them how much he or she has blessed you. Don't think you have to wait until, you know, there's a special occasion. Do it now, y'all. Do it right now. Send them a text, an IM. I'm more of a personal person. I like to personally call my family and friends and people who support me and everything that I'm doing, from my education to my show to my businesses. I like to call them and personally thank them and say, you know, you're a blessing in my life, right? You know, you've been so good to me, right? I just want to tell you I'm thankful to have you in my circle and in my square, because my square is too big for you to knock me off. Let's pray over this situation, y'all. Spirits open, bodies relax. Remove all the stuff that's around you. Don't worry about what's going on. Bow your head. Let's pay some homage to the Lord. Lord, I thank you for always knowing what I need, God. Father God, I thank you for sending someone who I can laugh with, who I can cry with, who I can share my most inner thoughts with, Lord. The one that I can trust, and most importantly, Lord, pray with. Thank you for him. Thank you for her. Father God, I thank you for my friend. Thank you for letting me experience having and being a friend. Thank you for waking me and my friends up this morning. Thank you for being an intercessor, Lord. Thank you for coming in and blocking any weapons that was formed against me in my humble state when I was sleeping. Thank you for even sending my friend when I'm woke to be able to block them haters up off me, Lord. They come in and they intercess the whole situation for me. I got him. I got her. Father God, thank you for giving your only begotten son, Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins, Lord. He died on the cross for our sins. He gave us the word, Lord. And we're so thankful. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's the word, y'all. That's the word for y'all. If y'all don't know, you know now. Man, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that tuned in to the show. I want to give a shout-out to everybody online, everybody in the chat room, everybody that called in on a hotline. We don't call that the prayer line. Definitely want to give a shout-out, a big, big, big diva, honey bunny shout-out to Future Guru 100. I thank you so much for calling in and supporting everything that I'm doing. It means so much to me. You have definitely been a friend to me. It definitely means a lot to me. And a lot of people don't know. They don't know. I just got to let y'all know right now how much y'all mean to me. Because God is able to do all things. And know the storm is over now. Get your spirits right. Put God first. Family second. Career third. Man, I'm out of here.
It's all. Storm is over now.